Om Shanti. Good morning. 3rd September 2018, Magic of Blessing. Today's blessing is, may you be a world benefactor who, as a master son of knowledge, gives rays of all powers to the whole world. May you be a world benefactor who, as a master son of knowledge, gives rays of all powers to the whole world. Explanation is, just as the sun lights up the world with its rays, in the same way, all of you are master sons of knowledge, and so you must continue to give the rays of all your powers to the world. You have received this Brahmin birth for world benefit, and so you should always remain busy in this task. Those who remain busy remain free from obstacles and also become destroyers of obstacles for others. No obstacle can come to them. Just as the sun lights up the world with its rays, in the same way, all of you are master sons of knowledge, and so you must continue to give the rays of all your powers to the world. So here Baba has said, the sun, it's lighting up the whole world. So if we see about the sun, from that side, like we are in the earth, from here we are seeing the sun. From in the place of the sun, if we see, sun is the convection motion of some elements. So automatically it illuminates itself and it radiates the heat energy. And so many researchers are there regarding the sun. And sun is bigger, 109 times bigger than the earth. And in science they are saying sun is a star. Same like the other stars, sun is also a big star, and which is the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And they are also saying that it's been 4 billion years over the sun is. And they are telling another 5 billion years will be there for the sun to automatically burst by itself. So that time they have said so many changes may happen. So like this, so many researchers are there on sun. And the original color of the sun is white. But so many researchers are there, like ultraviolet, infrared, on different studies, they are saying like it's yellow, it's mixed of gold, it's mixed of red, and some things they are telling it looks like green. But the thing is, it's a full thing, and it's not revolving around. It's in the same place, and it's like glowing, and that is not revolving around the earth or anything. So that much power the sun is. The same sun from our place, like from the earth, when we see, we are having this sunrise and sunset. We are revolving, but the sun is in the same. During daytime, we are using the sunlight. We are using the sun rays. So many uses are there for sunlight. And basically, sunlight for what we are using, main thing is sun rays. Life, yes. If sunlight is not there, our life won't be there. That is a very important energy. With that heat, we are heating our food, water, photosynthesis happening. Cause of that, we are getting oxygen and vitamin D for our body, also skin. Also, vitamin D is very important. So, like this, so many uses are there. And same, even to build home also. To build home, how means, like we have seen this vastu. Vastu means vastu shastra, we have heard in Hindu terminology. It means just the science of architecture. What they are doing actually to construct a home means they just connect the structure of the house with the nature. Because we should be benefited with the nature. Without nature, we can't live. So how to use all the five natures in our living. So in ancient times, they were using the signs of architecture along with the elements to construct a home, even to construct a city, town, temple, the whole thing, roads, everything on based on Vastu Shastra only. And ancient times they were constructing, because this nature, the sunlight, it's very important thing. Even at home also, the constructors will build the window and the door so that the sunlight should come inside. Towards that side only they will keep the window, and also the kitchen also. Why the kitchen? Towards east they are keeping, because the sunlight comes in, and because from there only we are eating the food, the main heat is there. They have said just for 4 hours, if we want to boil the water, we don't want to boil in the stove. Fill the water in water bottle, keep it in sunlight for 4 hours, then the water is ready to drink. They are told that much power the sun is having. So automatically we are using the rays of the sun. Same like that Baba has said, sun of knowledge. Now we have seen about what is the sun, what are we are getting the uses of the sun. Now what is knowledge? In worldly term, if we see, there is a saying called knowledge is power. Knowledge is power, a saying is that. Why they are telling like knowledge is power? They have compared this knowledge with the physical strength. Physical strength is not a big thing. But a person who is knowledgeable, he can defeat anyone. He can defeat any country. He can defeat the whole world. So that much powerful is knowledge. Any city or country, if they are backward in their knowledge, if they are illiterate, but they may be having physical strength, but if they are backward in their literacy, they are not considered as knowledgeable. And the other countries, easily they will defeat that country. Even our India also. How come we lost our independence? We were back. We all had physical strength that time, but the foreigners, they had the knowledge. So that's why we were under them. Then we got the independence and we came out. So the same way, the whole world is now in backward. Baba is saying we don't have the knowledge of self and the Father, Supreme Soul, and we don't know what is karmic philosophy and what the drama is revolving. So we don't have this knowledge. That's why the whole world is now backward. We don't know the value of our powers. So a businessman, if he is very knowledgeable, he know how to progress his business. And he'll become the number one, topmost in the world or the country. So many example peoples are there in the world. Same like this. And by seeing the knowledgeable person, we don't want to go and learn from them, or they don't want to teach the others. Automatically, spontaneously, people, those who look at them, they become the role model. They give the inspiration for the other people also how to progress. So this is knowledge is powerful. How through their action, they are inspiring the others. And at some public speeches also, they won't utter so many words. Just like a phrase they will talk. That their words also becomes a very good teaching for others. It becomes so powerful. And through mind also, they are that much knowledgeable. Like Bill Gates, he is having a big company. How he is handling everyone's mind? His mind is very powerful, that much sharp. So how they are, the worldly knowledge is serving. It's very powerful. Like through their words, deeds and action. And our knowledge is million times more valuable than that. Baba has told. It's more valuable thing. And this is imperishable knowledge. It's very precious. So when we are inculcating our knowledge, the knowledge of self, the knowledge of Supreme Father, everything, automatically we starts reflecting through our words, deeds and action. We don't want to go and tell others. Like we don't want to go, now I have this knowledge, you get this power. No. When we start churning the knowledge, automatically we become the embodiment of each and every point, what Baba is saying. So that's why when we start becoming embodiment, when we start inculcating the points, automatically the power starts reflecting. Automatically we become the sun of knowledge. Automatically the rays keep going. If we are in a group, if we are knowledgeable, we don't want to talk, but automatically people will start feeling the power of us. Like when our Dadi Janaki, when she is coming, she don't want to speak, just in her drishti how much power we are feeling. When Gulzar Dadi, when she is coming, she is not talking much, but just by looking at that soul, just by feeling that soul, how much power we are, that is son of knowledge. That much they have inculcated, they have churned the knowledge. Like in a glass of water, when we mix the sugar or salt, the whole water will change, the whole water's taste will change. Same like that, we are the sons of knowledge, like we are in the world. So when we are very powerful, when we are becoming knowledgeful, when we are becoming son of knowledge, automatically the whole world changes. So that is why Baba has given us this Brahmin birth. Otherwise, Baba doesn't need us. He is that much powerful, he can change the whole world like this. Why does he want these many hands? He is not ruling the world, he is not coming into birth and death. And the thing is, anything, knowledge is like experience. It comes through experience. Two kind of knowledge is there. One is just like in scriptures also they have said two kinds of knowledge is there. One is just by studying, hearsays, reading, that is another knowledge. But another knowledge is through experience. Who the people who are illiterate also, they will also through their experience, they will be having some knowledge. When these two are there, we'll be more powerful. So that's why Baba is saying like, become the embodiment, become the sons of knowledge. And Baba has told, this Brahmin birth I have given you for that only. And his main intention also is that only. He want to transform the whole world. For that only he has given us Brahmin birth, and he want to become the benefactor. Same like the other son, how it is benefiting the all the people in the world, nature, everything. Same like that. We also, by becoming the son of God, we also should benefit others. We are the benefactor. When we will become? When we are churning the knowledge. Like when it's raining and also the sun is there. When both rain and sun is there, what we will see? Rainbow. Rainbow has how many colors? Seven colors. Same also, what is the nature of our soul? Seven natures are there. Peace, powerful, purity, sukh, prosperity, and bliss, and love. So these are all the seven colors we have. So when sun is there, when we churn the knowledge, rain of churning the knowledge, when both are there, automatically our seven powers will be getting reflected. Seven virtues or the natures will be get reflecting. Through this, the whole worldly souls are getting benefactor. So this is what Baba is saying. So become son of knowledge. So today's blessing is, may you be a world benefactor who, as a master son of knowledge, give rays of all powers to the whole world. And we are getting benefited only when there is sunrise. The same like that in our whole drama, in this whole wheel. So only this confluence age is like Baba's sunrise and sunset. When Baba is coming, the son of knowledge, so we are getting benefited of that. When the sun is setting, then after that we are running with our power. And also to improve our sleep also, sun is important. Like in medical, if we see, we used to say like when it gets dark, our brain will start secreting melatonin, one thing. So that stimulates. Before 2 hours only it will start secreting, and it just signals the brain that in 2 hours you have to go for sleep. So that's why when the sun sets, automatically during night time we'll go for sleep. And morning when the sun comes, automatically that's in the brain that secretion will stop and we'll become awake. So that is the secret. Why we are not getting that much sleep during daytime and why we are getting sleep in the night time. But in cause of the advanced science, now so many light, torch, system, computer, we start seeing the light. So the brain is not secreting that melatonin properly. That's why we have sleep disturbance, insomnia problem, medication, so many things. But if we live with the nature, automatically so many problems will get solved. So like the so many benefits are there. So with this I'll finish. May you be a world benefactor who, as a master son of knowledge, gives rays of all powers to the whole world. Om Shanti.